Do you think the presence of evil is kickstarting people to wonder about the good?
That's what happened to me.
That's what happened to you?
Oh yeah, I had a direct experience with it.
In the milieu of journalism or just—
Nope, in my bed at night, and I got attacked while I was asleep with my wife and four dogs in the bed and mauled. Physically mauled.
In a spiritual attack by a demon?
Yeah, by a demon, or by something unseen that left—
Is that right?
Claw marks on my sides, on my—
So it left physical marks?
Oh, they're still there. Yeah, yeah, a year and a half ago.
Was your wife terrified? I know you were.
I wasn't, I was totally confused. I woke up and I was couldn't breathe and I thought I was gonna suffocate and I walked around outside and then I walked in and my wife and dogs had not woken up and they're very light sleepers. And then I had these terrible pains on my rib cage and on my shoulder. And I was just in my boxer shorts and I went and flipped on the light in the bathroom and I had four claw marks on either side underneath my arms and on my left shoulder. And they're bleeding.
Wait, they were bleeding?
They were bleeding, yeah. No, actual claw marks. And I sleep on my side, so I wasn't clawing myself. I don't have long nails. And they didn't fit my hands anyway. But yeah, that happened. So I'm not from a world where things like that happen. I never heard of anything like that happening before. I had no idea what that was. I knew it was spiritual immediately.